And now we've reached the point in the show where Josh Ohnson reads the peculiar, the bizarre, the comical, the odd news with Ohnson. Odd news, Ohnson. See what we did there? The odd news with Ohnson.
All right, time for the odd news. And Josh has it.
I do, Connor. I am here. I am prepared. What did we say when Jimmy G got traded to the Raiders?
That he's going to enjoy Vegas.
He is going to enjoy Vegas. The offers are pouring in for the new Raiders quarterback. His career in Las Vegas might start off with a bang if he accepts a once-in-a-lifetime offer from two Nevada brothel workers who tell TMZ Sports they've offered him free sex for life.
All right.
The two lovely ladies are Caitlin Bell and Alice Little of the famous Chicken Ranch Brothel. Not familiar? And they tell us they're really excited.
Not either.
The heartthrob is moving to their neck of the woods after inking a 3-year deal with Vegas. The licensed workers want to show Jimmy G just how grateful they are now that he's moving from the Bay. I almost fainted when I heard Jimmy signed with the Raiders, Bell said in a statement. That's right, a statement. He deserves free sex just for joining our team, Bell said. But he gets free sex for life from us just because he's a legit babe.
Little, wow.
Little also
pays to be good looking,
I guess. Little also points out that next year's Super Bowl is at Allegiant Stadium. So she wants to make sure the 31-year-old feels stimulated all season. I am uncomfortable reading this.
You should be.
Jimmy brought the Niners to the Super Bowl, and he could do the same for the Raiders, Little said. Next big game is in Vegas, so I'm going all the way to inspire Jimmy to go all the way.
Oh, that's nice. Anything you could do to help?
Yeah.
Bell
was recently nominated for Best Scene at the 2023 X-Biz Awards. I'm not familiar with that either.
Nope, not either.
Yeah. She's also an intimacy coach.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think Jimmy will probably take them up on this.
No.
I think he's probably doing just fine, but it's good to have a backup option.
He's dated women who work in a similar field.
Oh, he has.
Yeah, I believe that's part of his get down.
Oh, well, maybe, I don't know, maybe there's a better chance of this happening than I gave him credit for.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Well, good on them. Good for them throwing the option out there.
Every town needs a good welcoming committee.
I like to say this too. Jimmy Garoppolo, you can come on the show whenever you'd like.
Oh, okay. Well, now the offers are really rolling in.
You can be a guest on this show whenever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Seats open. We move to Florida for our next story.
As we do.
It is spring break in many parts of the world. And
definitely Florida.
A 52-year-old man has used a butter knife to cause extensive paint damage to a 2023 Nissan. The Missouri man vacationing in Florida confessed to the criminal mischief charge, describing his felonious conduct as a spring break mistake.
He stabbed a car?
With a butter knife. Scratched the paint up, caused enough damage for it to be a felony.
Just one of those things. Yeah. Spring break, you know what I mean?
Spring break, officer, you know, you've been there. 52-year-old real estate executive from Missouri. I don't know what that word is. He's sharing a St. Petersburg hotel room with 8 friends.
Oh.
According to cops, the vehicle's owner, a married couple, spotted a man standing near their car Thursday night and made motions near the driver's side. When the duo confronted the man, he laughed and ran off down the street. Upon examining the car, the couple discovered the entire side of their vehicle had been scratched up and had extensive paint damage. Lying next to the car on the floor was a silver butter knife that was used to damage the vehicle. The car, which was parked outside the Toasted Monkey restaurant, sustained damages in excess of $1,000. A review of the security cam footage yielded a clear image of the suspect. Cops determined that the vandal had put his phone number down on the Toasted Monkey's wait list.
Huh.
After calling the number, police met up with Clifford Craig Edwards, who reportedly admitted to the crime and termed the offense a spring break mistake.
Come on, Cliff.
Yeah, you're better than that.
Everybody makes mistakes, though. Sometimes you go on spring break and you start stabbing cars with butter knives.
Stabbing cars. We've all been there. Who hasn't been there? Yeah, absolutely. And finally, how up-to-date are you on the goings-on in the world of the boss, Rick Ross?
Not very.
Okay. Well, allow me to educate you. Rick Ross thanked his neighbors for the safe return of his buffaloes, but said the animals are harmless by saying, "They're just grazers." Rick Ross has thanked his neighbors for making sure his animals return to the Promised Land Zoo after several of his cattle, including some massive buffalo, strayed onto his neighbor's property. The unnamed woman complained that the beasts had ventured onto the plot of land she occupies behind the rapper's palatial estate two times this week. She voiced her concerns that the animals, which weigh on average 2,000 pounds, could pose danger to her two young children. The neighbor also shared a video of the cattle traversing onto her land while a group of people attempted to steer them back home. She said she plans to file a neighbor dispute with the city after an attempt to speak to Rick Ross resulted in confrontation with one of his employees. However, after receiving backlash for letting his cattle run wild, Rick Ross has issued a response. According to Rose, his animals are nothing to be afraid of. They're just grazers. They're not meat eaters, he explained on an Instagram story.
I don't think people were afraid of that.
Yeah, I think they're afraid of like the weight and being trampled.
Yeah.
For everybody that's wanting a statement and response for my bulls, my cows, a couple buffaloes that got away in the community, this is my response. I always return stray animals, Rick Ross declared. Make sure you always keep a collar on your animal. And mine don't have a collar. Because you know it's mine. I don't understand what that means.
Maybe he branded them?
Maybe.
Or maybe you just, you know.
Yep. Ross continued, "So when you see my buffalo, give it a carrot, give it an apple. They're so kind. They're so peaceful. Thanks, everybody, for watching. Thanks, everyone, for making sure my animals got back to the promised land."
I didn't know Rick Ross, Ricky Rose, was in that game. But congratulations to him. It's pretty versatile.
Well, you know, once you've dominated the music world, the business world.
You go into cattle.
Absolutely.
That's natural progression.
Sure.
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you, Connor.
That is the odd news. The noon hour is to come. Joel Lorenzi, we are guesting it up today, is next on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.